One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. It's another build-up show, second one.
Boss, mate.
Pre-season.
I know.
We've just had Tramier and we're going on to Bradford. Obviously, they're both pretty much the same level. Obviously, Tramier got promoted to League One. Yep. Bradford got demoted to League Two.
Yep.
But in terms of how Liverpool are going to play in this game, you'd expect it to be quite similar, wouldn't you?
You would, definitely. I mean, like you say, both teams are in, you know, they're a very similar level. And you just want to be going to games like that, you know, playing youngsters and being aggressive. And, you know, that's what you've got to do when you face those type of teams, because these are the games that's going to make names for players like, you know, the players you played against Tramier, you know, Brewster, you know, Wilson, etc., etc. And I think games like this can actually sort of, not save your career per se, but enhance your chances of having a part in the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you perform really well, then people will look at you and be like, do you know what? Well in, mate. And then you get your chances, and then that's where the football starts coming in, really.
No, I agree. It was quite strange because I'm so used to pre-season. I'm sure everyone at home, and I want to know your thoughts as well, but I'm used to these pre-season games, especially the first couple, being quite just fitness exercises. Yeah. You sat there and you're watching, you're like, there's not much quality up top, there's not really anything going on. But the quality against Tramier and what I'm expecting from Bradford was really high in terms of the attacking football, crisp passing, because these players are trying to impress. These players are trying to put a marker down and go, I am a player who you can rely on in the season. Yeah. I'm someone who wants to stay at Liverpool, the European champions, and I want to help you progress from there, you know what I mean? And I think that's why everyone in that team against Tramier was trying so hard, was so on the ball. Yeah. It wasn't just a fitness exercise, was it?
And, it really wasn't.
And I really, really enjoy seeing how hungry all these players are being to try and get into this first team.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and that's what you want. And one thing that you can kind of see from the players you play in the under-23s to the first team players, you can see that everyone wants to have a part in this team, whether it's for now, whether it's for the future. You know, people want to work hard and get in this team. Jürgen said to himself, you know, we can't do it for you. You've got to put in the effort, and you've got to come to us, and you've got to make sure that you play to the best of your ability. Even if sometimes that might not be enough to get you over the line, just play the best you possibly can, and if you're good enough, then you're ready for the team. But no, for sure, I think it's great that the players, you know, the young players like, you know, Brewster and Harry Wilson, etc., they have that hunger and desire, because when it comes to them stepping up into that first team, that's what you're going to need. You're going to need them mental attributes, and I think it's perfect that the players did show aggressiveness and passion against Tramier. Because if you think about it as well, if you look at, like, some of the players you play in the under-23s, that's a league that a lot of people don't give credit for and say, it's not even on the level of Football League 2. And we've just gone and played a Football League 1 team with a lot of players who play in that under-23 team and absolutely smashed them off the park.
Yeah, I mean, there were some really, really good performances, especially first half, in terms of you're looking at Brewster, and we'll talk about him in depth in a sec, but you're looking at there's Kent there trying to get his place, there's Wilson there trying to get his place, and I thought them three as an attacking unit were really, really good, especially Brewster. I mean, in terms of his link-up play, he was really good at dropping deep, little one-touch passes, and that's exactly what you want when you're looking at someone who you need to emulate what Bobby Firmino's doing.
Yeah.
Obviously, you need to be a good goal scorer and stuff, like Divock Origi is, you know what I mean? We saw him second half. But in terms of Brewster, it was just nice to see him in and around them first-team players, and that's why I was quite happy to see him playing alongside Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and James Milner, and not massively senior, but Kent and Wilson.
Yeah.
And it seemed like that first-half team with Brewster in there was the team of everyone who were the closest to the first team.
Yeah.
And with just I want your thoughts on Brewster. I know I've been kind of backtracking a tiny bit, but the way he was playing, obviously he gets two goals there.
Yep.
He is genuinely trying to put a marker down and saying, this is my season, this is my breakout season, isn't he?
Yeah, for sure. You know, if you look at the fact he had an injury last year, that probably would have motivated and driven him more to come back and come back stronger and better. And you look at him and you just see a natural striker. At least that's what I see when I look at Brewster. You know, he's young and he's got a lot to improve on, but I'm not being funny or not. And the composure that he shows for the goals against Tramier, that's top level stuff.
It
and
is, yeah.
You know, some people have got the composure and some people haven't. Sometimes it's hard to work on. And if you have that, then you have, and you can work on all your other attributes and work on them to the best of your ability, then it's a perfect scenario. Because to be as composed like that at such a young age, yes, it's a pre-season, whatever. But listen, the pressure's on. He's coming back from injury. You know, he's heard what the gaffer's had to say.
Yeah.
And he came out and he's shown what he's made of. And he's actually not necessarily overtaken Origi. He's probably not even that good. But he's at least saying, listen, I'm a good player and I want to play in this team as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, there were a few standout players against Tramier who we do want to see against Bradford. I want to say mine first, and it was Kiana Hover.
Yeah.
I really thought for second half, he was fantastic now on that right-hand side and really good interplay with the midfielders and then the strikers in terms of getting up the side of the pitch. Obviously gets the assist before the assist for Bobby Duncan's.
Yeah.
But I really, really enjoyed seeing him play, and I'm quite interested to see if he takes Klein's spot in that first half team just to see him alongside more of the first team players and see how he can link up with that. Obviously, Klein's vying for the spot as well, and he's probably higher in the pecking order there, so maybe he won't. But I really, really enjoyed seeing him play, and I can't wait to see how he progresses. But who was a player who stood out for you?
A player who stood out for me particularly, I'd probably say, like, you know, both the wing, it was also, what's his name? Lerucci.
Lerucci,
that's it, the left back who played in that first half. I thought he's shown real promise, and you know, the way he was driving forward was really good. And you know, you can see that there's a few things that there is to work on, but you know, he's what, 17, 18, something like that. You can work on that over time. He got forward, he showed offensive threat. You know, he was causing Tramier's fullbacks a lot of problems at times in the game. And you know, I just saw him, and I weren't looking at him like, oh, he could be the best player in the world one day. But I thought, you know what? For a lad who's just came into this team and played his debut, you've just done a very solid job in that position.
Yeah, and it's one of them, with the lack of cover we have at left back, and you're thinking James Milner's probably going to have to sit in there. It'd be great to see him in the cup games. Obviously, Adam Lewis' second half was fantastic as well. It was a big part of our game as we got our fullback so high because we didn't have to defend so much. I really enjoyed seeing that side of the game because we're so used to seeing that normally anyway.
Yeah.
But seeing how all the youth players and the fringe players can adapt and play in that setup, and it just goes all the way through from first team to the youth, and everyone can do the same thing. It was really, really good to see. And I mean, there's a few players in there. I would have liked to see Glatzel. Obviously, at the moment of recording, we don't know exactly what's happened with Glatzel's injury. It didn't look great at the time, but I thought he had a really good start as well. Yeah. But like I say, there's a lot of players in there who were making this more than a fitness test, and I genuinely can't wait to see against Bradford. Do you reckon it's going to be a high scoring game again? Do you reckon it's going to be one of them where we just show no mercy and just go out there?
I think it can be that type of game, but of course, if you look at it in the grand scheme of things, it is going to, you know, when you play Liverpool, you're going to want to try and do well. You know, you could even though they got thrashed 6-0, Tramier still, you could see that they wanted to give it to us, you know what I mean? They wanted to give us a real go. And to be fair, at times they did. You know, there was a few times where they could have got a goal themselves and got back into the game.
Yeah.
But I think it's just about that mentality and just going into the game and just being aggressive and just going forward, you know, knowing that you can score goals. And if, you know, players like Brewster and Divock Origi, etc., come in and start playing like the way he was against Tramier, then we shouldn't have a problem with scoring a few goals.
No, I fully agree with that. And one player to kind of end on, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, I thought he had a really... Yeah, exactly. Obviously, we saw him towards the end of the season last season, but this is a massive thing for him as well, getting into the team. And obviously he's going to be a rotation, not even maybe a rotation player, he's going to be in that first team.
Yeah.
But the way he played against Tranmere, so confident, composed on the ball, obviously just took it on his shoulders to be the senior man up there. Obviously James Milner and Adam Lallana were up there, but that first half midfield with him playing around and just showing the quality that he's got, I'm made up.
It's like a new signing. The fact that he is back and he's fit and he's looking and he's firing on all cylinders, you know, just fair play to the lad. And one thing that was nice to see was him and Brewster playing.
Yeah.
You know, two people who, you know, went through that rehabilitation together. You know, Oxlade was kind of like his big brother in that situation. And it was lovely that both of them could come onto the pitch. Oxlade played well. Brewster scored two goals, probably the man of the match, to be fair. And it was just a lovely start to the... is it 1920? I've lost my years. 1920 campaign was just a brilliant start.
No, yeah, I fully agree. But like, let us know in the comments below what you think, who you want to see start, who you think is going to be the stand-up man in this game against Bradford. Obviously, me and Si are going down to that one, so we'll keep you covered with all the post-match stuff. But, I mean, it's a fantastic start to the pre-season tour already, 6-0. Obviously, we'll play Bradford, then we're going to America, and then we've got flying all over the world. Obviously, we're going to Scotland, we're going to Switzerland. We'll be covering every single game in the pre-season. We're going to every single one. We've made sure of it. It's all planned out. I can't wait for the Switzerland one. I'm going down there with Ross.
That's lovely. I wish I was going, to be fair.
These
are going to have a laugh. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it is going to be fantastic. But yeah, everyone, thank you very much for watching. I can't wait for this game. Give us a score prediction. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but just give us one.
Yeah, fuck it. 4-0.
4-0, is that it?
8-0.
I was going to say they got relegated last season.
8-0 then. Yeah, 8-0.
I'll take a nice little... I'm going to go 7-0. I'm going to go conservative.
That's fair enough, you know lad. I'm on it. You'll have got you sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, 8-0 is just too out there.
Nah, 7-0 is a bit more realistic.
But yeah, thank you everyone for watching. Leave your score predictions in the comments below, because why not? How many is Brewster going to get? That's what I want to know.
He might get 8 by himself. You know what I mean? The way he's going,
really exciting prospect in the future. But yeah, thank you everyone. Keep an eye out on Sunday for all the post-match stuff. See you later.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.